brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Randy and his team over at Professional Floor Covering, they're here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And talking a little bit about cabinets this morning, you want your kitchen cabinetry to not only look beautiful, but to last for years to come. And partner with top brands over there, they offer unrivaled quality and craftsmanship. From traditional to modern kitchen cabinets, our cabinetry team over at Professional Floor Covering is here to help you inspire and create your dream kitchen. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 in Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. We continue our theater week here on Hometown today, so I'm very excited to start today off welcoming Whalen Academy's production of Andy. We have Martha Kessler to my right, the theater director. To her right, we have Sally Sinclair, who's going to be playing Grace Farrell. And then to Sally's right, we have Henry Westergaard, who's playing Daddy Warbucks, and a character that goes by many names, too. Some people might think of some other ones there as well. But I want to, first of all, thank you all for being here today. I'd love to start with a little bit of background about Annie. For some people, I don't know how, that don't know what Annie is actually about. Can you give us a little bit of a feel for what people can expect?
Well, Annie is a very humorous and emotional musical and also movie, if people have seen the movie. It is obviously from a really later background, but it's really emotional with some humor. It's really fun and really, really great.
Yeah, Annie is just a very interesting musical. I mean, like, it's like a roundabout experience of the like Great Depression era, and it's like this like a little peek into like one little girl's life getting changed in like a moment, and that's a really exciting thing to be a part of.
Anybody who's ever watched or a production of Annie or watched the movie, to your point, it's an emotional experience. You're in for a fun ride, but it's going to be great for the whole family to get out there. The kids are going to be able to enjoy this as well. So it's a great opportunity to get people to experience a great production very early in life. But I want to talk a little bit about your background and how you got into theater, what it's been like for you to be a part of this production. Can you tell us when you got started, first of all, with theater?
I mean, my dad has been a part of theater. I've seen his productions, and I feel like that's inspired me a bit to join and do theater. I think the first, like, bigger show I did was in third grade, which was BDAC's performance of Frozen Jr. And I was a little butler in the show. Like, I had, like, two lines at most, I'm pretty sure. And I've just been doing theater ever since that, really.
See, you're a pro. I was like tree number four in Alice in Wonderland in my first production, so you had me way beat from the beginning. But moving down the line, when did you get involved with theater, and what's this process been like?
I have always loved theater. I actually am the one who kind of started the theater chain in my family.
Ooh, nicely done.
Yeah, I know. I love watching musicals and obviously like the Christmas Hallmark, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Online. And I was always like, it'd be so cool to like do that or like be in theater. And when I finally got to the age where I could, I ran for it and I took every opportunity I could, and here we are.
Well, we got a couple pros in the building, it sounds like, right off the rip here. And then we have to move down to the theater director. I have to get a little experience about when you got involved with theater in your life and what it's like for you to be working in productions like this over at Wayland.
Well, it's really fun at Wayland. I've been doing theater for about 12 years.
Oh, sure.
Yep. And I was in theater in high school and college. So
we're going to have a lot of experience that's going into this, Annie, it sounds like, whether it's on the production side or if it's in the acting side as well. So we're going to have a lot to talk about this morning. We do have to step aside for a quick break to get going. But when we come back, I'd love to dive into a little bit more of the meat and potatoes of the show. A little bit about your characters as well. But that'll be next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This week's Mid-State Equipment 95.3 WBEV FFA Student of the Week is Andy Schuett of Horicon. Andy is the president of the Horicon FFA and has held other office roles. Her SAE project is food products and processing. Andy has participated in multiple FFA events and has attended multiple conferences. Her plans after graduation are to go to UW-Platteville and major in ag education. Congratulations to Andy Schuett of Horicon. She's this week's Mid-State Equipment 95.3 WBEV FFA Student of the Week.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Insulate your home and save on energy costs. Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation Panels are moisture resistant and can be used anywhere, including walls, attics, and basements. Foamular Insulation Panels are available in multiple sizes to fit your project. Visit Menards.com to shop all foam board insulation. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Join ESPN Beaver Dam's Corey Sparks, Wally Lukaczynski, and Wade Bates in a Cover 5 pool. It's simple. Each week, pick five games against the spread. Then whoever finishes with the most points is a weekly winner. Points will be amassed based on that team's performance against the spread. Compete all season long for your chance at weekly prizes and bragging rights. The contest runs during the NFL regular season only from September 2nd to January 4th. The grand prize is a trip to none other than the amazing Chula Vista Resort and Water Park for four, plus four rounds of 18 holes and two GPS-enabled golf carts at Coldwater Canyon Golf Course, as well as dining passes. Weekly prize winners can claim an ESPN Beaver Dam hat.
Must be 18 years or older to enter. Must only valid to a driver's license.
Simply download the Cover 5 app and join the ESPN Beaver Dam League by entering code BD2025. Earn your chance to claim those prizes. Join Cover 5 today.
It's Manufacturing Month, and Dodge County is where the magic happens. From food favorites to advanced metal fabrication, industrial machinery, ag and construction equipment, and more. They also work in printing and custom craftsmanship and parts for leading OEMs. That's right, their local manufacturers make it all right here in Dodge County. Join the next generation of innovators. Start a career in manufacturing and be a part of creations that keep the world moving. If you want a great career with growth and impact, start your journey today at DodgeRegionMBA.org.
Listen to Green Bay football all season long on 95.3 WBEV. Each game will announce a Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Remember who that mystery player is? Then listen to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the next business day right around 8:15. Be the correct caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Get it right and you'll win a Sonicare toothbrush and be entering the drawing for the end of the season mystery prize. It's the mystery player of the game presented by Columbus Family Dental.
Hey, this is Randy from Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. You have to join us this Sunday, November 2nd, over at Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam for our next Pack Attack party. You can enjoy a free lunch from Pizza Ranch in the market at Beaver Dam, plus drink specials, giveaway, meet raffle, all to benefit the Good Karma Brands, John Moser, Children's Radiothon. And you can watch on Tower Lanes' many TVs as Green Bay takes on Carolina. Plus, register to win the best seat in the house from McKinstry's Home Furnishings. Doors will open at 11 a.m. Lunch is served at halftime. And we're going to have our second Pack Attack party of the year, Sunday, December 7th against Chicago. But that's still over a month away. So if you want to make sure that you're having fun, come out, have some fun with us, have some good food, watch the Packers get another win. Join us this Sunday at Tower Lanes. Excited now because, again, Hometown Today, we're having a really theater-heavy week, and I love that. It's one of my favorite things to talk about on this morning. And we have Wayland's Academy, a Wayland's Academy production of Annie. And to my right, we have Martha Kessler, who is the theater director We have Ellie Sinclair, who is playing Grace Farrell, and we have Henry Westergaard, who is playing Daddy Warbucks. And we have to start with characters in this block, because I feel like whenever I had, when it was, even if it was Tree Number 4 in Alice in Wonderland, you would fall in love with your role, and you felt like you really put yourself in that character's shoes. What's it been like for you two to be these characters and get to practice with these guys every single day?
It's a blast, really. This is one of my favorite characters I've ever played in a production. I mean, the character of Oliver Warbucks, Daddy Warbucks, whoever you know him as, he's like the richest person in like the world at his time. Like, he can do whatever he wants. Like, he pretty much just owns anything and everything he can. And like, that's an interesting thing for me to play. It's fun. It's unique. It's like the most intense role I've ever had to do. And having to switch from my dynamic of I can do whatever I want, and oh, there's now a little orphan in my life as the play goes on, and like that dynamic shift of, oh, I'm focused on myself and like I do what I want, like, oh, now I have an orphan that I'm wanting to, spoilers, adopt at the end of the show. It's just really an exciting thing.
Yeah, that character growth for Daddy Warbucks, you get to see that very evidently throughout the play. You've got one of the larger shifts in the whole thing, which is really, really exciting to get to actually play for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a fun challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good challenge. I mean, theater is meant to be challenging. And I enjoy the challenge that I've been given, and it's amazing, really.
Well, and Ellie, you're playing Grace Farrell. For you, what has this experience been like, putting yourself in Grace's shoes?
Well, I personally love this role. She is very feminist, which I find very humorous, obviously, because near the beginning, I go to collect an orphan, spoilers, Annie, right? And when I come back, Mr. Warbucks like, well, I thought orphans were boys. Well, I chose a girl, right? So she is, obviously, you put yourself into that character as well. And she, even though she isn't as big of a role as Oliver Warbucks, she still has a lot of very sarcastic, really funny characteristics. She helps run the show with Oliver Warbucks. So, just saying, without Grace Farrell, Oliver Warbucks would be a mess.
Yeah, you can't have one without the other, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
One of my favorite questions to ask when we have theater groups in is, if I told you you couldn't pick your own character, who is your favorite one in this play? Whether it's because they're funny, whether because you just think that they're brave, whatever it is, who's your favorite character that you're not going to be playing?
That's a difficult question. Do you have an answer?
I personally really like Miss Hannigan.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really strong one, actually. Yeah. What is it about Miss Hannigan that makes you, drawn to her?
Well, she's really funny. And I think, like, yeah, she's supposed to be the bad guy in the whole production. But I feel like she does have, like, a lot of character. And I think, like, that's really funny to me. Like, she hates the fact that she has to go and, like, deal with all these little girls. But then again, she's like, well, I mean, I'm doing this, and I have a house, and I'm living on the street, right? I've got free rent, right? So I think she's really funny. And the fact that she wants to waste her time on one orphan preventing from being adopted, I just find very humorous.
Well, and there's something also, too, the people that make that character that kind of ridiculously funny, that really makes Miss Hannigan a strong pick. I really think that's a clever pick. When you shift over here, do you have a similar one? Where are you going with this?
I feel like my character is pretty much the polar opposite of Miss Hannigan, which is Little Orphan Annie. As the name of the show suggests, she is pretty much the one thing that is like the most annoying nuisance ever to Miss Hannigan, who is just like, whatever you say, I'm just going to do the complete opposite of that, and like, there's really nothing you can do about it. And that's the orphan that eventually Oliver Warbucks adopts, and like, so seeing that, like, going kind of against what Ellie said here, that Miss Hannigan is, like, the one that, like, wastes all her time with one orphan. I think Annie knows that Miss Hannigan is wasting all her time and is, like, playing that game a bit and, like, having fun with it as well.
Well, it's like when you were, if you had siblings growing up where you had the one where it's, I'm not touching you. It's the same kind of thing. Andy always has that ability to know how to push buttons, and I kind of like that too.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, I should also mention that for people that do want to go and see this play, it's going to have three different showings at 7:30 coming up here in just a couple weeks, November 6th through the 8th over at Lindsay Auditorium. And that's not a ton of time left. We only have a couple weeks. So where are we at right now in terms of being ready for the show?
I mean, I think right now we have a very strong footing. I mean, there's still a lot definitely fine-tuning we need to do, but everyone in the cast is definitely putting their best foot forward, and they're all having an amazing time with it. So I feel like given that extra week and a couple weeks we have, we're definitely going to get set up and situated for that.
Well, going off of what I was hearing from our producer up there, Kale Zomer, he was down at Fall Downtown Fest this last weekend, and it sounds like it's already sounding very, very strong, and you still have a couple weeks to fine-tune even more, which is very, very exciting. When you talk about productions, especially when you're dealing with school, you got sports, you have all these things going on in life, what is that like for you to be able to go back and have this group that is so motivated to put on such a great production?
This is obviously from my perspective. I find it really relaxing, actually, because after obviously a day where you've been head down education and then sports to get yourself to that fitness point, I think it's really relaxing to go and be like, you know what, I'm around people who are also doing this production and need me there. And just to have fun, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we're also all starting our homework at around 9:30.
Well, and Martha, I would love to ask you from your perspective, watching how this has grown, and you get to know these kids so well with how hard they're working and everything. What is it like when you get towards this stage, the end stage, where you're about to wrap this up, and it's probably a bittersweet moment for you?
Yeah, I'm not thinking about that right now.
Today, that's fair.
I mean, we're working on more technical aspects, like getting the sets on and off the stage and making sure everyone's comfortable with that. But at around this point, Mr. Estrovig, Andy, and I, we just have a lot of confidence in the students, and we know it's going to be a great show.
I've no doubt about that. Every time it seems like we do have a group in, you can feel the energy. You can feel that excitement to be involved in something like this. I love songs. I love musicals. I have to know, is there a song that you either love to perform? Is there a song that you just love to be on the side and listen performed? What's your favorite tune in Annie?
That is a hard question.
I know. I'm putting you on the spot with that one.
Well, if I'm going to do what song I like to perform and what song I like to listen to. So I think my favorite song to perform is Something Was Missing, which is like Oliver Warbuck's big moment where like he's talking to Annie like, I have all this stuff in my life. Like I'm like the richest person ever, but like I've had no one to share it with. And like you're that person, Annie, that I would want to share it with. And like that's like a big moment. And like it's like a really like slow, like, powerful song to me. Like, that's what I love performing.
Yeah, it's really
but
good.
My favorite song to listen to, I feel like it has to be Hard Knock Life, which is like one of the most famous songs, I'm sure, from the musical and the movie.
One of the biggest musical songs numbers of all time.
Yeah, I'd say that. Because like everyone on the stage for that scene is like worked really hard on that dance, and like I'd say it's like one of the harder dances we do. And, like, I'm very happy listening along with it. And, like, I hum along with it as well. And it's just really fun.
You took two great ones, Ellie. Do you have that one of those two is your favorite? Or do you going off the beaten path and going with another one here?
Actually, my favorite one is NYC.
There's not a bad song in Annie. All right. So, like, I was just going to say it was a good song no matter what. But that's a solid, solid pick.
I like that one a lot because that's when the entire cast gets to, I'm pretty sure the entire cast gets to go on the stage and sing. And it's when Oliver Warbucks and Grace Farrell are introducing Annie to New York that she didn't even know that was around her the entire time. And it's really fun and really powerful, and there's a ton of different characters in the background. We have some funny ones. Let's see, we've got a drunk Santa. Like,
need one.
Yeah. Yep. Got officers. It's it's really
it's
fun.
It's a very chaotic scene. I have to say that was one I was thinking about too.
Yeah.
I'm an emotional sap, so when I'm watching a production, every time the entire group is singing, I feel like I'm just getting like overwhelmed and really excited, whether it's tearing up or whatever. When you're on stage and you're out there with all, whether it be your classmates, your buddies, your friends, what is that like when everybody is involved with one scene? Is that like extra special?
Yeah.
Yes, I would say that it is definitely something where you're like, oh my God, everyone's here. This is amazing. We're all having the time of our lives. And it's like, just a
slow down time for a minute, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that moment where you're looking out and like you just like slow down in the moment and you feel like the spotlights. And then you're like, oh my gosh.
And you feel everyone's, all that hard work too. And
it's like everyone's happy and we're all singing and we've worked really hard. And it's just a really nice feeling.
Well, I want to thank you three for joining me this morning. We have to continue to talk about Waylon, but we got some new people shifting in here. Because we got a lot of talented people associated with this production. But again, thank you for joining me. And I can't wait to hear how this goes in a couple weeks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to throw it to break now. And when we come back, you heard what I said. We got more of Waylon Academy's production of Annie. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa churning across Cuba after devastating Jamaica. It arrived there as a Category 5 storm, the strongest hurricane to ever hit the island. They are still assessing the damage. President Trump is in South Korea, where he met with the prime minister and will sit down soon with China's Xi Jinping. The Federal Reserve is expected to lower interest rates by a quarter point at the end of its meeting today. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more on where you might feel that cut first.
The average credit card rate is still near a record high 20%. A new 60-month car loan, 7.1%. And the 30-year fixed mortgage rate just hit the lowest level in a year at 6.13%. The typical rule is that if you're able to drop a full percentage point off your mortgage rate, it is a good time to refinance.
Uber says the San Francisco Bay Area will be the first market to roll out its specially built autonomous taxis, which are expected to launch late next year. This is ABC News.
Nothing says relaxation like a Slumberland furniture mattress and a radio or speaker with 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Governor Evers' plan to remake Wisconsin's prisons is moving forward. The State Building Commission approved $15 million for planning yesterday. Among other things, the plan would turn the maximum security prison in Waupun into a medium security vocational village. The entire plan would take 6 years to finish, with a projected cost of about $1 billion. A man is in jail for a shooting death last year in Sun Prairie. Zachary O'Connell was booked into the Dane County Jail yesterday morning. Channel 3000 reports he faces tentative charges of first-degree homicide and recklessly endangering safety. William Flannery of Brookfield was shot to death on Martin Street last October. A Fond du Lac child care worker will have to stick with the original conditions of her bond. Ashley Karshnick appeared in court yesterday. Police say a three-month-old baby in her care broke her arm on October 13th. Police say security video shows Karshnick handling her roughly. Meanwhile, Lily Pad Daycare has reopened. Sheriffs and police chiefs want to put limits on crypto ATMs in Wisconsin. There's a bill to do just that circulating in the state legislature. Criminals use crypto ATMs because it's hard for law enforcement to track transactions. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt says if a scammer tries to pressure you into using a crypto ATM, you should just hang up. Modern technology helped find a lost pheasant hunter in Washington County last weekend. The 71-year-old man was in the Jackson Marsh State Natural Area when he got lost Sunday. He called for help, and first responders told him how to help find his position using his cell phone. He needed some medical help, but otherwise he's okay. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, there are a couple of local Cardinal football teams fighting to keep their state title dreams alive this Friday. The Columbus Cardinals will share the Level 2 stage with Delvin Darien on Friday. Andy Ryan's squad has logged 4 shutouts while scoring 40 or more points in all but one contest this season. Pre-game coverage will get underway on Daily Dodge TV starting at 6:40 p.m. And another Cardinals team, this one from Mayville, will face off with Winnebago Lutheran at home on Friday. Landon Baker leads the way for Mayville, putting up over 1,200 rushing yards with 18 touchdowns on the ground thus far. The final scores will be posted on the sports tab at DailyDodge.com. And in NFL action, the Packers will go for their 4th win in a row this Sunday as they take on the Carolina Panthers. Tune in to the pregame show starting at 10 a.m. on 95.3 WBEV. I'm Corey Sparks, and that is your sports update on 95.3 WBEV.
Looking for a new doctor? Prairie Ridge Health's family medicine team is welcoming new patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Marshall, and Sun Prairie. From wellness checks to managing chronic conditions, we are here to care for you at every age and every stage of life. Meet our providers and schedule an appointment at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Find all the latest local news on DailyDodge.com, presented by Saputo.
A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 56. Winds out of the northeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 36. Partly cloudy tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 54. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Friday, with highs around 53. 50 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 42 degrees.
Now at Leroy's, your old-fashioned meat market in Fox Lake, Horicon, and Ripon. Don't let all the spooky decorations this time of year turn you into a chicken. Instead, head to Leroy's and enjoy their fresh chicken sale. Get whole chicken, 3 to 4 pound averages, for just $1.79 a pound. 8-piece cut up or plain split halves are only $1.99 a pound, and smokehouse barbecue or seasoned split halves are flying off the shelves for just $2.29 a pound. There's more meat deals that are so good it's frightening, like their pork ribs on a stick. Choose from garlic parmesan, smokehouse barbecue, or sweet bourbon flavors. Only $3.99 a pound. Prices are good Wednesday, October 29 through Tuesday, November 5th. The heat and eat entree of the week is smoked sausage and peppers over white rice for $6.49 each. Visit LeroyMeats.com for more specials and info. Remember, no matter how big or scary they are this Halloween, no one beats Leroy Meats.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where they've got their big inventory reduction sale going on. You'll save big on all in-stock merchandise, things like Lazy Boy recliners, sofas, sectionals, dining sets, mattresses, and so much more. It's all on sale. They've got interest-free financing available until April for you as well. If you want to finance that out, All good. They got you covered. All the end tables, lamps, pictures, those have all been discounted for this sale as well. Many items are one of a kind. So stop in and discover the inventory reduction sale going on now through next Tuesday, November 4th at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858. We send it back down to the Daily Dodge TV studio and more Hometown Today with Wally.
No, not you.
Thank you very much, Kale. I appreciate you throwing it back down. And we are joined again by Wayland Academy's production of Annie. And we have Andy Estrovig to my right, who is the musical director, Lily Westergaard, who is playing Annie, and Kennedy Norris, who is playing Miss Hannigan, who was mentioned also in that last block. I want to start there with characters, because that's a couple big ones. Miss Hannigan and Annie. What has this experience been like for you, having to dive into two of these iconic characters in theater?
I think it's been a really cool experience for me. This is one of my first times playing like a big role like this, and while it's a big honor, it's also a big responsibility. So I try to go into it to set an example for everyone else by having my scenes down and making sure that I can be the person that everyone can base off of.
It's a strong philosophy to go about there. And moving down, I Miss Hannigan, we already heard we got some people that love this character. You must love it too, being able to play this. What's this been like?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. It's a lot of fun to like explore a different side of myself. Like Miss Hannigan is a drunk. So playing a character who's drunk, you know, you can kind of like, I feel like I have a lot of freedom with my character and I can play it with freedom.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. It's kind of daunting. I'd be terrified. So good for you too, to be able to have that freedom. I almost need the structure to keep going for me. Andy, the really exciting part about this is that this is less than 2 weeks away. We're talking next week.
Next week. It's about
8 days.
Yeah, it's about a week away. Yeah,
yeah, it's not even almost 2 weeks away. Yeah. It is 8 days away.
Yep.
You have three performances, November 6th, 7th, and 8th,
yep,
at the Lindsay Auditorium at 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
How can people get in the door? There's different ways to get tickets for this.
Yep. So we can get tickets online at wayland.org/Annie. And you can buy them online. There is a little surcharge to cover the credit card fees, but you can buy them there. But the good news is you don't have to, because you can get them at the door. You have to pay cash at the door, but we won't sell out. It's a gym, so we can always add chairs and we can pull out bleachers, so we won't sell out. So we encourage everyone to come. It's a great kids show, so bring your kids. If they've never seen Annie before, it's a great introduction to it. And it's a great show.
It's a great introduction to theater in general.
That too. Yep.
Annie's such a classic. We already heard a couple of the fantastic songs that were chosen before. I've got the same two questions that I have to ask you both too. I'll start with songs and I'm going to go to characters after. For you, you're going to be involved with a lot of these. Well, what's your favorite song, whether that be to perform or to be able to hear, even if you're on the side?
I have to go with Hard Knock Life. I know somebody said it before, but
it's a classic.
Yeah, they've worked really hard. Like, I see them all, and it's really fun to watch and sing along to backstage also.
I can never understand how everybody can remember the words and the tune, and you're still moving around and dancing. It's so – like, that takes so much more than I think people understand. And going over here, what has it been like – or what's your favorite song, I guess, is Annie? Is it performing it? Is it being off? Where would you say?
I would have to say my favorite song is Tomorrow, the classic. It's my favorite to sing.
See, and that, again, you listen to Annie, and people at home, maybe not have even seen this play or movie before. Mm-hmm. You know of these songs that you're talking about. These are songs that are played, I feel like, throughout the year at certain points. You hear them. Andy, I musical director, you have to have a favorite song out of this, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you were going to ask me that question. I thought you were just asking them.
Nope, I hit you back. I got a quick audible.
That's not nice. So that's what's great about the show. I mean, like you said before, every song in the show is great. The NYC is fantastic. Fully Dressed, the radio show one. I mean, that's almost every song in this show is iconic. It's great.
It's an iconic play for a reason. It's really cool that you get to be performing in it. But some of the other players and other actors in this, they were answering with you two, But I'm curious for you, if you can't pick Annie and Miss Hannigan, who is the character that you're like, that is awesome? I can't wait for people to see this character.
I mean, I have to go with Annie. I think Lily, she just does it so well. And I mean, like, she's an 18-year-old and she's playing a little kid orphan. And I think, I mean, the show's named after her. It's so iconic. I think Annie is the right answer.
Well, that's tough because you don't have the opportunity to say Annie. As you're playing her, who are you looking at when you're like, that is awesome. I love this character so much.
Well, I guess I'm not original, and I would pick Miss Hannigan. She's probably the funniest character in the show. I swear every time she speaks, I'm laughing. And even though if I'm in the scene, I have to, like, hold it together.
Yeah, you have to be stoic when all this negative is happening to you, and you're like, this is awesome.
Well, definitely at the beginning, when we were first reading, we would break character a lot because it was just really funny. But I think now that we've kind of reined it in, the interaction makes it even more funny and comedic to watch.
I'm going to start this one with Andy, but I do want to go down the line and hear your opinions as students in this play as well. I don't know if too many people that aren't theater people are aware of how much work goes into this in such an abbreviated time to put on a production like this. What is it like seeing these kids challenge themselves?
Yeah, Wayland is unique with the fact that they have such a structured day. So they have school, and then they all have to do sports. So they have sports from 3:40 to 5:30. They have dinner, and then they have musical practice until 8-ish. Last night we went until 9. And then they have study hall, and then they go to sleep. So, I mean, it's completely structured. So the amount of time we have for these shows is crazy limited compared to a lot of other high schools in the area. So we rehearse probably an hour and a half a night for, 2 months? And we put on this full-size show. So the amount of work they have to put in during the rehearsals, but also outside of the rehearsals to work on their own character, their own scenes, their own dancing, everything else, along with everything else they have to do, it's amazing.
I imagine it's stressful, but at the same time, it's got to be very rewarding too. We heard Ellie talk about how it's actually almost relaxing for her to go into the theater at night. For you individually, what is it like to know that this is almost there at the end and all this hard work is almost paid off now?
For me, this is my last show at Wayland. So it's kind of a surreal feeling knowing that this will be the last time I'm on stage. But it's also very rewarding to know I've put in so much work and I've gotten to this point and I'm just really excited to perform.
We do have a play happening in the spring there, Lily, that you should be a part of.
Unfortunately, that request cannot be.
Well, congratulations, first of all, on getting to this point. I know that Annie's it's an honor to play that role. So congratulations on that. That's very exciting. Miss Hannigan's another massive character, another iconic character. But for you, going through this, what has it been like in this 2 months to get ready for such a big role?
So the thing about Wayland, like Mr. Estervig was talking about, is that we're required to do so many things. And so the musical is one of those extra things. So the people who are in the musical are really dedicated to doing the musical. And I think that makes it a really special group of people where we're all working hard because it's what we want to do, not what we have to do.
Good point.
I hear a lot. I'm a sports guy. So like teams was always something I was a part of growing up. And I watched my sister be in theater throughout her life. And I noticed how similar that team bonding is and how tight that group is, whether it be on stage or the people that are doing the lighting or the stage crew. So for you, what are you going to miss most, whether it be at the end of this, if you're going to theater or beyond, what are you going to miss most particularly about this group?
I mean, for me, it's filled with some of my best friends, and it'll be hard to make new friends like I've made at Wayland because we've gone to school together for all of high school. Really just you make some really good friendships in such a small school, and I'll miss them.
I believe that.
I think that the theater department at Wayland is such a niche group of people, and you have people coming in from all different backgrounds, and you're never going to get something, I feel, like that again. So it's sad to leave it behind, but I'm very grateful that I wasn't able to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's an opportunity that most people aren't able to have. So I love to hear this introspective look right now while you're at the end of this fantastic production. I know we only have about a minute left, but I want to ask if I've missed anything or if we want to hammer home anything. Again, this is November 6th through the 8th at the Lindsay Auditorium. You can buy tickets at the door or online.
Yep.
But Andy, I guess I'll shift over to you. For yep. people that are on the fence or aren't sure they want to go, what would you say to get people in the door?
Even if you've seen the movie Annie, which is a great movie, there's a 1982 movie, there's a 2000 movie, there's lots of them. This is different than those movies because they change some things. So even if you've seen that movie 100 times, you're going to have new music, you're going to have a new plot. The plot doesn't change much, but it's different. It happens during Christmas. It's lots of new things. So they should definitely come check it out for that. And like you said, it's a great show to bring kids. We're having kids from St. Stephen's and St. Catherine's come on Wednesday to watch. Wednesday morning, so it's going to be a great show for them, and it's a show that just makes you happy. That's another thing too.
I believe it, and well, that's going to be exciting that you get to kind of almost tune up for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, yeah. where you're going to have a lot of kids really enthusiastically cheering you on. So that's a really cool opportunity. Yeah. But thank you three so much for joining me today. It was a lot of fun talking with you, and I can't wait to hear how this goes down the road here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to throw it to one final break today. When we come back, Kayla and I have to let you know what's going on tonight, including another thing going on with Wayland. We'll get to that here in just a few moments on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Stock up with big fall savings at Menards. Winterize with RV and marine antifreeze and automotive antifreeze on sale now. Save big on an 8-pack of 100-watt or 12-pack of 60-watt LED light bulbs. Protect your home and family with great sale prices on select security lights and smoke alarms. Plus, stay warm with a fantastic selection of space heaters on sale. Check out Menards' weekly flyer for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
From the floor to the ceiling and the walls in between, you'll find it on sale at Professional Floor Covering during the October Gold Tag Sale. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, inviting you to shop and save during the October Gold Tag Sale. Save on every Abbey carpet in the store. Abbey carpets give you durability and beauty with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. No questions asked. Shop our Statin carpet line, offering high-quality, beautiful designer patterns and styles. You'll find an impressive selection of stock carpet to shop with 40 rolls to choose from. We're also making it easy for you to go green with a renewable resource. Check out our wool carpet display for a durable, natural stain fighter option that looks and feels great. Shop and save all month long during the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, and online at proflr.com.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forrester from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we are committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
This is the WBEV Morning Show.
Sherry, Taylor Swift's new album is out, and I'm going to play a song every hour.
Why two?
Because.
I'm overruling you.
It's a,
pick one,
it's a big
and
day.
You replace the other one.
If I don't play them both, you can fire me.
One texter says Sherry put on her crabby pants today, and the other one says she's going to flatten my tires.
I would be willing to bet every person that's making comments about my mood is a man.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 95.3 WBEV.
Something wickedly good is brewing at the market at Beaver Dam this Halloween week. Grab all-natural country-style pork ribs, $1.99 a pound, and fresh sweet potatoes, just 99 cents a pound. Granny's fresh Vienna bread is only $2.99 a loaf, and Kreshmar honey ham is just $6.99 a pound. Fire up the cauldron for Angus Pride boneless beef chuck roast, $7.99 a pound, and don't forget Pepsi 12-packs for $5.99. Your My Market app has even more spooky savings. Shop the market at Beaver Dam with deals so good it's scary.
Hey neighbor, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. Excuse me, Kale, I'm falling apart on you. And, of course, McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Kale, sorry, I'm catching my breath. I've been running around. I was getting caught up talking with the wonderful people we just had in here from Wayland Academy. That was a lot of fun this morning.
Yeah, it was. And I really encourage folks to go check out the show coming up very, very soon. We got a little sneak preview downtown this past Saturday. I was in the announcer booth, and they performed right in front of me a couple of numbers. And you could just tell the show is coming along really, really well. And it's been so much fun having Theater Week this week so far, and we got a couple more to go. But I know, as you mentioned, Wally, Wayland Academy, Annie, not the only thing, because there's actually another special performance coming up tonight over at Wayland.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have it over at BDACT at 7 o'clock tonight. You have Vitas Barakas is going to be going. And again, we had him on last week on Hometown Today. And first of all, what a nice man.
Oh, great dude.
And this is a very unique opportunity. This is a guy that's playing in L.A. He's playing in these massive cities.
Worldwide.
Number one songs in Lithuania nonstop. Yeah. So we have him in our backyard tonight, and it's free entry. If you want to go over there, it's free entry. So make sure that you get there early that you can see him. VB by the Sea, again, new album, Here and Now. You'll be able to hear that concert tonight at 7 o'clock at the BDACT. So can't wait for that one, Kale. But another thing I'm really excited for is we are not out of the woods yet with fall sports.
That's right. A little more high school football action coming up yet this week. I know we had a number of teams go out this past week, but we still got some more.
We do. We got a little life left in the tank. So we have Columbus is going to be hosting Delavan Darien on Friday night. We're going to have that one on Daily Dodge TV as well. Coverage will be kicking off right around 6:40 for that one. Columbus is looking to go back to level 3 of the playoffs for the 5th straight year. That is it's pretty good.
No joke.
No, that's not an accident that you have.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that is not luck.
No, it literally, going back to COVID, if these kids were in school after COVID, they have made level 3 at the very least. So that'll be a very, very fun one. Again, you know, another thing going on right now that's really hurt me. I miss Wade.
I know you do. You were like, it was like 10:30 on Monday and you're like, we need Wade back. And I'm like, buddy, it's been like a few hours.
I would have chased the bus. I would have got him off myself. I'm like, we'll find someone else. But he's out there with Klodowski Real Estate over in Italy right now. And he seems to be having a lot of fun. That's great. I'm really happy for him. No, it's fine. It's fine, Kale. I don't know what to say. What do you imagine Wade in Italy looks like?
It's funny. I just saw he posted an update of eating some ravioli over there and mentioning that this is certainly different than Chef Boyardee. And my first thought was, yes, it probably is very different than Chef Boyardee, but somehow I still imagine some of the sauce somehow ends up on Wade's shirt.
Oh, it will definitely end up on Wade's shirt. And I can also see him being the guy that has it. He's like, it's very different. And then the next time you see him, he's posting a video eating a bowl of SpaghettiOs in his like hotel room.
I can't wait. There's going to be an update like that. I know there will be.
It's inevitable. So is Hometown Today, because we'll be back at the same time, same place tomorrow with continuation of our theater week here. That'll be here same time. I just said same. I'm falling apart. I love you, Dodge County. Thanks for putting up with me. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.